Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, but not a great day for those Americans. There are a lot of Americans on the left. There are some Americans on the right who seem to be insisting that America and Russia are equally to blame for the horrors of the slaughter that goes on in Ukraine. If you believe that that's true, well, today's a very bad day for you because the lie behind that assumption is exposed. We'll talk about this moral equivalence article, the moral equivalence argument, a little bit later in the show. It's the same kind of argument that people used to use against President Reagan when he said, well, Russia is an evil empire. And, of course, people said, well, that's horrible. You'll never have peace if you believe that the other side is evil. Well, we're all evil. Everybody's equally bad. Everybody's equally at stake. We are all at fault. That argument doesn't lead to peace. It leads to surrender. It leads to more war. It leads to defeat for your side. 1-800-955-1776 is our number. We'll be speaking with Gabriel Schoenfeld, who's a very serious thinker on these issues, who has a ready response for those who suggest a moral equivalence on the two sides in this global conflict. And yes, it's increasingly a global conflict with increasing chances of nuclear exchanges. What's most important in terms of the way that America handles that particular threat? Well, of course, everybody wants to avoid a nuclear war. We need to avoid a nuclear war, any nuclear exchange of any kind, or the use of nuclear weapons on either side. However, the only way to do that is to make it very clear that if there is a nuclear exchange, that America wins. How do you win a nuclear exchange? What does that mean? We'll be speaking about that later this hour with Seth Cropsey, who is a former Undersecretary of the Navy and a thinker on national security issues. We will also be talking about the latest economic news. Andrew Sullivan has a terrific take on all of this. He talks about what happened the last time we had this combination of factors. We will get to that. But we'll also be speaking to Grover Norquist on the notion that raising taxes, something that, to the very best of my knowledge, Grover Norquist, head of Americans for Tax Reform, has never favored or never authorized. Okay, Democrats, Chuck Schumer, others saying the best way to deal with inflation is raising taxes. What's a more effective way of dealing with inflation that doesn't harm the American people? We will discuss that also with Grover Norquist. And then the story of an assault in midair against a flight attendant, and the attacker, after his arrest, claiming he's not responsible because he has incurable homophobia. We will deal with that dire national threat as well on a busy day on the Medved Show. But first off, speaking of good news from out of nowhere, the Daily Mail has a headline which is shocking in terms of its revelations. But headline, Russian soldier admits 25,900 troops have been killed in just 2 months of fighting in call intercepted by Ukraine. Ukraine's Secret Service claims to have intercepted a Russian soldier's call. In it, he says the Kremlin's troops have been effed up with thousands killed. Soldier puts true death toll at 25,900, higher than Ukraine's own estimate of 22,800. A Russian soldier has been caught confessing that almost 26,000 troops have died fighting in Ukraine according to a call intercepted by Kyiv. Our boys have been effed up, the soldier tells a comrade in a transcript of the call, which has been posted online and then verified, the post online by Ukraine's Secret Service. The official tally is one thing, but I'll tell you now, 25,900 have died. That's in two effing months, he adds. I don't know how you say effing in Russian. I wouldn't say that either way, but you get the idea. The official tally is one thing, but this is the truth, he says. In another part of the intercepted call, a second soldier talks about the harrowing death of one of his senior commanders. The commander says that repeats the idea that Ukrainian troops have, quote, effed up the Russians, and the commanders are lying about the true scale of the disaster. Concerning the alleged death of a commander, harrowing death, they sent him off on a chopper, the other soldier said. They took him to Russia, and that's where his heart gave out. First, they took out his guts, his intestines, and they were scooped up and put back in his stomach, he said. Charming. Neither of the accounts can be independently verified, but the tally of dead roughly correlates with what has been claimed by British intelligence, the War Ministry in Britain, the Defense Ministry in Britain. The account of the commander being killed, likely a colonel, also tallies with official data collected from Russia that suggests how many high-ranking officers have died, at least 317. That marks an extraordinarily large number of officers to lose in 2 months of fighting and has likely contributed to Russia's surprisingly poor battlefield performance. Russia is now in the third month of its special military operation in Ukraine, which was expected to last just days and end with the toppling of the government. President Volodymyr Zelensky remains in firm control of the country, and the Ukrainian military retains control over the great majority of its territory 63 days later. President Biden actually took a few brief questions from the press after an announcement. Here is the announcement from the president concerning further and continued aid to Ukraine. Clip 11.
Today, in order to sustain Ukraine as it continues to fight, I'm sending Congress a supplemental budget request. It's going to keep weapons and ammunition flowing without interruption to the brave Ukrainian fighters and continue delivering economic and humanitarian assistance to the Ukrainian people. This so-called supplemental funding addresses the needs of the Ukrainian military during the critical weeks and months ahead. And it begins the transition to longer-term security systems that's going to help Ukraine deter and continue to defend against Russian aggression. This assistance would provide even more artillery, armored vehicles, anti-armored systems, anti-air capabilities that have been used so effectively thus far on the battlefield by the Ukrainian warriors. You know, and it's going to deliver much-needed humanitarian assistance as well as food, water, medicine, shelter, and other aid to Ukrainians displaced by Russia's war, and provide aid for those seeking refuge in other countries from Ukraine. It's also going to help schools and hospitals open. It's going to allow pensions and social support to be paid to the Ukrainian people.
Okay, all of this is important and encouraging. But what about the latest statements from Vladimir Putin suggesting that he has lightning-fast responses prepared? And increasingly, he is trying to define this as not a struggle between Russia and Ukraine, but a struggle between Russia and NATO, which, of course, is peculiar because there's not a single NATO troop who is anywhere involved directly in this conflict. Is that simply an excuse to take away the shame to the Russian military of losing to a much smaller country. We will get to that and to more about dangers of nuclear war and how to avoid them. All coming up on the MedVed Show.
Sign up today for our free weekly newsletter at michaelmedved.com.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
On the Michael Medved Show, President Biden, following up on the statement that you just heard from this morning, The White House has announced that it is asking Congress for an additional $33 billion to help Ukraine. This is overwhelmingly supported by both Republicans and Democrats in both houses of Congress. Why? Because there is a formidable, undeniable struggle between good and evil that is going on in the world, and the American people neither want nor, I believe, would tolerate America maintaining its neutrality in the midst of that struggle. Joe Biden today took a few brief questions after he made the announcement of the continued levels of aid, where a lot of political analysts say that the biggest threat for Joe Biden would be if Ukraine does not win this struggle, if Ukraine is not successful in defending its sovereignty and its continued existence as an independent, freedom-loving nation, that if Ukraine loses, that he would deserve part of the blame for being too slow with resupplying the Ukrainians and giving them the implements of war that they require. It's hard to imagine that there would be a big public outrage. Oh, Biden's being too decisive. He's being too forward-looking. He's being too aggressive in providing Ukraine with aid. And he has that in mind, that this is not only a moral issue, it's also an issue of political survival for this administration. Here is what he asked about this idea that this is really not a struggle between Ukraine and Russia anymore. It is now a full struggle between Russia and NATO. Here is the president, clip 12.
Yeah, I think it's more of a reflection, not of the truth, but of their failure. And so instead of saying that the Ukrainians, equipped with some capability to resist Russian forces, are doing this, they've got to say, tell their people, the United States and all of NATO is engaged in taking out Russian troops and tanks, etc. So it's number one, it's an excuse for their failure. But number two, it's also, if they really mean it, no one should be making idle comments about the use of nuclear weapons or the possibility of the need to use that. It's irresponsible.
Okay, and Putin, irresponsible? Of course. Irresponsible is his middle name. And if you look at the way he has governed Russia for the 20 years that he's been in firm control, I mean, that's very clear. And here is Putin, through a translator, of course, making yet another nuclear threat. This is clip 10.
If someone intends to intervene in what is happening from the outside and creates unacceptable strategic threats for us, then they should know that our response to oncoming strikes will be swift, lightning fast. We have all the tools for this. Ones that no one can brag about. And we won't brag. We will use them if needed.
Again, when he talks about we have all the tools and we won't brag, but we will use them as needed, he has been bragging, actually, for several years. This has to do with the hypersonic weapons and other weapons, which we'll be talking about with former Undersecretary of the Navy under President Reagan, Seth Cropsey, coming up. But here's the comment from John Kirby, official spokesman for our Pentagon, on the latest episode of Putin's nuclear blackmail. This is clip 6.
Raising the specter of nuclear confrontation is irresponsible. It's certainly not what you would expect from a modern nuclear power, nor should anybody expect from a modern nuclear power. Nobody wants to see this war escalate any more than it already has. Certainly nobody wants to see, or nobody should want to see, it escalate into the nuclear realm. And there's no reason that it should. Mr. Putin can do the right thing right now by ending the war, moving his forces out of Ukraine, sitting down in good faith with President Zelensky and coming up with a negotiated settlement. Now, clearly, he doesn't appear interested in doing that because they're still fighting in the Donbass and in the south.
Okay, the idea that Kirby was so very careful to talk about sitting down and negotiating, not based upon a ceasefire, but based upon a withdrawal from Ukrainian territory. In other words, this is clearly not a war or a security threat to Russia. This is entire war is about Russian aggression against Ukraine. There's not a single battle of the war that has been fought on Russian territory, and now I know that they have claims that it's very complicated. There's a part of Moldova, which is a separate nation, recognized as a sovereign nation, which is right between, it's a little strip of land that is between Russia and Ukraine. And Moldova appears, the majority of the people who live in Moldova lean toward the Ukrainian side, toward the western side. But the claim is very strongly that they just had some TV transmitters, things blown up there. And the Ukrainians said, no, we didn't do it. They were blaring pro-Putin propaganda. Them claiming, and this hardly seems credible or likely, that it was actually a false flag Russian operation, but who knows? But this is in a breakaway province of Moldova called Transnistria. And the idea that this should become a battleground, it's still not Russian territory. This is more from Kirby on Russia's nuclear blackmail, clip 7.
Raising the specter of nuclear confrontation does nothing for the peace and security of the region, much less the people of Ukraine. And I think we can all understand that that escalating this conflict and making it between the United States and Russia is not only not good for our national security or the or Russian national security, it sure as heck ain't good for the people of Ukraine. And so, again, I go back to what the Secretary said yesterday. It's irresponsible rhetoric. It's rhetoric beneath what should be the level of conversation by a modern nuclear power. We monitor the threat every single day, including today, and the Secretary remains comfortable that we have the appropriate strategic nuclear deterrent posture in place.
That would be Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. We'll be talking moments from now with another former assistant cabinet member in the Defense Department, Seth Cropsey, who worked with President Reagan. He's also a naval officer, about what it is that America needs to do to respond to these worries. CNBC is reporting that nearly 70% of Americans say we are worried about a nuclear attack. That, according to an APA survey. Who is not worried about a nuclear attack? Anyone who is not concerned about it isn't paying attention. Talking about a full nuclear exchange could claim as many as 90 million casualties, maybe more. We will get to that. How do you head that off best? By showing that if there is an exchange, America would win. How do you win a nuclear war? That and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden is requesting another $33 billion of your tax dollars from Congress in the latest package for Ukraine. In an address to the nation about Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine, the president addresses Ukrainian refugees trying to enter the United States from Mexico.
We have made a direct means by which they can get from Europe, from Ukraine, directly to the United States without going to the southern border. In the meantime, in the southern border, we're trying to work through and make sure that it's an orderly process they're able to get in.
The United States began implementing a policy Monday that only allows Ukrainians to make U.S. asylum claims in European countries. Texas AG Ken Paxton is suing the Biden administration over their asylum procedures for illegal immigrants. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, Seth Cropsey was a former assistant to the Secretary of Defense, later commissioned as a naval officer. He served as Deputy Undersecretary of the Navy in the Reagan administration and Acting Assistant Secretary of Defense for Special Operations in the George H.W. Bush administration. Is confirmed by the U.S. Senate, became Director of the U.S. International Broadcasting Bureau under George W. Bush. He's followed in his 15 years as a senior fellow at Hudson Institute. He founded the Yorktown Institute this year and is the president of that institution. Mr. Cropsey, it is great to meet you on the phone, and thank you for an important and eye-opening piece today in the Wall Street Journal. You write that if Russia's military situation appears dire, Mr. Putin has a dual incentive to use nuclear weapons. And you believe that the only way to forestall that possibility is to make it clear that in any nuclear exchange, he would lose. How does that work exactly? How do you win a nuclear war?
Well, the first thing is you do your best to prevent it from happening. That's what the article in the journal is directed at. That's why I wrote it. The idea is to avoid getting into a nuclear war. as far as winning it goes, if it goes to the nuclear level, the idea is to convince an enemy by whatever means possible, if necessary nuclear ones, that going forward is simply going backward, which is to say that the enemy has more to lose than he does to gain.
In other words, what would Putin ever believe he could gain with a nuclear attack? Threat of nuclear attack, I get it. He would assume that we would back down. But if for him to go forward with such an attack, surely he must know that the response from the United States would be catastrophic for the Russian Federation.
Well, I think you're probably correct, but the specific issue here is not so much a nuclear exchange between the United States and Russia, but the question of whether Russia uses nuclear weapons against Ukraine. And that, and the danger, of course, is that that leads to a wider war where the possibility of a nuclear exchange between Russia and the United States becomes more real. But the idea is to prevent it. I mean, what our policy should do is to prevent Russia from using, from crossing the red line that has existed for, you know, 75 years, and using nuclear weapons, and the specific target there is Ukraine. That was the purpose of the article.
You also mention in the article, which again I think is getting a lot of people talking and thinking, you mention the idea and the possibility of actually taking out a Russian second strike capability in the presence of some of their nuclear submarines, which you seem to suggest just strategically the United States would be able to do without hitting any civilian targets in Russia.
And without using nuclear weapons.
And explain how that would work?
Well, if the Russians used nuclear weapons against Ukraine, and the United States did not want to use nuclear weapons in return, or NATO and the United States did not want to detonate a nuclear device against the Russians, one possibility is to go back to the strategy that was used during the Cold War, which was to threaten the second strike capability that was aboard Russian submarines in the so-called bastions in the North Seas and in the North Pacific Ocean.
And has the United States kept up our readiness to issue that kind of a threat on their second strike capability?
I think the U.S. Navy is fully capable of carrying out such an operation.
And in terms of, you assume, of course, that President Putin is obviously very proud of his hypersonic weapons, but that if they did initially respond to the United States with some kind of nuclear deployment, it would be tactical nuclear weapons, not aimed at, for instance, wiping out Kyiv.
Well, it depends upon what size tactical nuclear weapon was being used. They come in different sizes. The smaller ones are slightly less than the bomb that was used to destroy Hiroshima.
Uh-huh. And
I mean, it's not like just the Big Bang.
Right.
Yeah.
Understood. It's all gradation, and there are different rungs of escalation. Do you believe, and again, there are new polling shows about 70% of Americans say they're worried about the prospect of nuclear war. Do you think that Russia may find itself desperate enough that Putin would actually go through with some of these implied threats?
Well, I think that he is far more likely to go through with the threat against Ukraine than he is to escalate it to attack the United States with nuclear weapons. I'm not discounting that 70% that's concerned. That's a legitimate concern here because things get out of hand. It's possible. But I don't think that Putin is interested in a nuclear exchange with the United States. I think that what he's trying to do is, if he uses nuclear weapons, is to force the Ukrainians to surrender.
And meanwhile, you include
the threat of using more nuclear weapons after the first one if they don't at first.
You conclude your article with a note saying that Mr. Putin would need to reckon with the possibility that NATO could decapitate the Kremlin. Yes, suffering casualties in the process, but still decapitate it. How would we do that?
Well, that would be a nuclear exchange at an advanced level, which would mean that the policy that is suggested in the main body of the article had failed, and that the exchange had gone from, for example, an attack against the Ukrainian position, countered by a policy that deterred the Russians from continuing the war, that had failed, and that there was now the question of an actual exchange between the United States and Russia. But that's the point of the article, is to avoid that. It's to deter the Russians from using nuclear weapons in the first place.
And I think it's a powerful point, and it's powerfully and very clearly made. We'll link to the piece by Seth Cropsey, The U.S. Should Show It Can Win a Nuclear War. More in terms of what precisely that means and where the war goes from here. Coming up on The Medved Show, 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
On the Michael Medved show, and in terms of where we are going right now with this possibility of nuclear war, Seth Cropsey, in his piece that we just discussed with him, writes that Mr. Putin has two objectives in going to war. First, he hoped to destroy Ukraine as an independent state. Russia planned to drive into Kyiv within hours, install a Quisling government, and months later stage referendums throughout the country that would give the Kremlin direct control of its east and south. Alexander Lukashenko's Belarus and perhaps the Central Asian despots would fall in line. Mr. Putin would therefore reconstitute an empire stretching to the Polish border. But there is a serious possibility that Ukraine wins this next round of fighting. In fact, every indication that we seem to get from the latest developments indicates that that is a very real possibility. And then he goes on, Russia has no reserves beyond its mobilized forces. Its units have dwindling morale, which is obvious. We spoke earlier today about that intercepted phone call monitored from one Russian, obviously appeared to be an officer, who talked about the amazing levels of casualties. Now, to put that in context, if what he is saying is true, and there have been estimates that have been even higher, but if what he is saying is true, that there are nearly 26,000 people who have died, Russian troops who have died in the conflict so far, not even counting the desertions and the people taken prisoner and the people who are seriously injured and wounded, if you've lost 26,000 people, that's many times, that's three times the combined total of what America lost in Iraq and Afghanistan in 20 years of fighting. I mean, it's an amazing level of suffering and sacrifice. And for what? As he pointed out, there is serious possibility that Ukraine wins this next round of fighting. Russia has no reserves beyond its mobilized forces. Its units have dwindling morale, and those formations withdrawn from around Kyiv are trained to conduct armored, mechanized, and infantry operations and poorly suited for combat. Meantime, the Ukrainians are receiving heavier weapons from the West, more today, and have begun a counteroffensive around Kharkiv, which, if successful, will spoil Russia's attack. If Russia's military situation appears dire, Mr. Putin has a dual incentive to use nuclear weapons. This is consistent with publicly stated Russian military doctrine. A nuclear attack would present Ukraine with the same choice Japan faced in 1945, surrender or be annihilated. Ukraine may not break. The haunting images from Bucha, from Irpin, and elsewhere demonstrate Russia's true intentions. A Russian victory would lead to mass killings, deportations, rape, and other atrocities. The Ukrainian choice won't be between death and survival, but rather between armed resistance and unarmed extermination. This is a serious, serious point of inflection. And part of what he is indicating here is that to avoid that kind of choice, there has to be a clear intention, and it can't be just the United States. It has to be our NATO allies as well. Because among the NATO allies, the French also have nuclear capabilities, and the British have nuclear capabilities. And the idea that Putin should speak so freely about drawing nuclear weapons, on what basis would you do that? Claiming that you were defending Russian national security. 1-800-955-1776. And one of the key things here is being very clear about our intentions to strike back and our intentions to use all of America's capacities to protect to the extent that you can with what used to be called ABMs, anti-ballistic missiles. Today, we do lead the Russians in that kind of capacity, and one of the reasons that we won the Cold War, one of the reasons that Gorbachev basically retreated, was because it was very clear that just in terms of weapons technology and deployment, the United States was in a better position if there were this kind of nightmarish exchange. In other words, making clear that we are prepared for this kind of confrontation makes it less likely that it will actually occur. And that's the essence of what former Secretary Cropsey advocates. And that's what the United States really does need to do. There's more from John Kirby on Russia's employment of nuclear blackmail. This is clip 7.
Raising the specter of nuclear confrontation does nothing for the peace and security of the region, much less the people of Ukraine. And I think we can all understand that that escalating this conflict and making it between the United States and Russia is not only not good for our national security or Russian national security, it sure as heck ain't good for the people of Ukraine. And so, again, I go back to what the Secretary said yesterday. It's irresponsible rhetoric. It's rhetoric beneath what should be the level of conversation by a modern nuclear power. We monitor the threat every single day, including today, and the Secretary remains comfortable that we have the appropriate strategic nuclear deterrent posture in place.
Let us hope so. Let us go quickly to Gershim in Redmond. You're on the Michael Medved Show.
Well, how are you today?
I'm well.
Michael, just a couple of points I'd like to share with you and get your opinion on something. I guess the bigger question is, how do you think this will all end for the eastern Ukrainians? And just like yourself, I have distant relatives who are in Ukraine and Kharkiv. I also have relatives in Moscow. And it's been quite a pickle to to see them go through this horrific experience on both sides. Luckily, some of my relatives were able to get out to Israel, but some are still in Kharkiv, some are in Moscow, and they're all wondering, how do you think this will end? And, you know, they ask me this, and they also suggest that, bitterly, that the best solution would be probably to, when all smoke clears, is to give the Russians the Donbass region, the eastern Ukraine, and let the western Ukraine be part of Western Europe. What's your take on that?
I think as an ultimate, obviously just giving Russia control will not happen. And I think that the biggest concession that that Zelensky could make, or that the United States could make, would be allowing some kind of referendum for Lugansk and Luhansk, whether depending on whether you want the Russian or the Ukrainian pronunciation, and Donetsk. Which are not big chunks of Ukrainian territory. But obviously, I think what everybody hopes for is some kind of comprehensive settlement with security guarantees. Because simply saying that Ukraine should give that up to Russia, trusting on Vladimir Putin's good graces, is not rational, and I don't think that's the reason that the Ukrainians have been fighting to the level that they have. One of the things that I think comes out of this war that is very positive is how important NATO is, how important our allies are, how necessary it is to maintain any kind of order in this world and to prevent this kind of invasion and barbarity in the future, to have cooperation with our allies. And you had something else. Well, we had something else, but we don't have enough time in this hour. Coming up, the idea that inflation is the number one concern of Americans right now, the number one issue. And what do the Democrats want to do about it? Curb it by raising taxes. Will that work? Is that a good idea? And if that doesn't work, what does? We will discuss that and much more with Grover Norquist of Americans for Tax Reform in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and its alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Have you ever had one or more silver or gray-looking fillings in your teeth? These are mercury fillings that off-gas mercury vapor and release mercury particles while chewing food. Mercury destroys the nerves in your digestive tract, causing constipation and candida overgrowth. It also kills or cripples other cells on contact. If you have a health challenge, I invite you to consider that mercury may be a causative agent. In addition to dental fillings, mercury comes from seafood and vaccines. Detoxifying mercury has never been easier than now. Thanks to advancements in science, you can now feed your body the sulfur-rich protein known as whey protein concentrate and be supporting your body's glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's most effective means of removing mercury from the body. Green Metal Whey Protein Powder is the world's first and only cold, sterilized, and non-denatured whey protein concentrate on the market. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.